Hello, good evening.
Yes.
Hello.
How may I help you?
Yes, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Oh, okay, sir. Well, my first question to you, we would like to go ahead and know, sir, is which county or which state are you registered to vote, sir? For example, would you say you're registered to vote in Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Great. All right. And what year were you born, sir, just for statistical purposes?
93.
Great. Moving on, sir, we would like to know as well, even though it's a long way off, what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you're almost certain to vote? Probably. 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
Certainly.
Okay. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? Like in your own words, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country?
I would say economic strength.
Economic strength. Okay. And moving on, sir, we would like to know, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Oh, I didn't vote.
You did not vote. No problem. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Not quite sure yet.
Are you leaning towards any of them?
I would say either Trump or JFK Jr.
Oh, well, I was asking you, sir, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean more towards Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Green Party candidate Jill Stein or Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Who would you lean more towards?
Not quite sure. Yes, it's too far out.
Well, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their option. But regardless of who you plan to vote for, I just want you to tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means there's no chance you would vote for them. 100 means you would definitely vote for them. So, for example, Joe Biden, sir, from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate that to vote for him?
0.
Okay. Donald Trump from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate to vote for him?
90.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well, thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Okay. Moving on, sir. Thank you so far for your answers. Who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Would you say Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Republican.
Okay. Would you say you trust the Republican Party much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. Moving on, sir. I just want you to indicate whether you agree or disagree with these statements. The first one says President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
What was the question again?
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Would you say that you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Did you say strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
What about this one? President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in their arrival of vulnerable migrants. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I would say agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And moving on, sir, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I would say somewhat agree.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Well, I'm just going to read to you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. I just want you to tell me if you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. I'll be very quick. The first one says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass background checks and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Okay, moving on. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I would say somewhat agree. Right, how many more questions do you have?
Oh, it's like 6 more minutes, sir. I'll be really quick, I promise, because your opinion does matter. This one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I would say repeat the question again for me.
Yes, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. Well, I'm going to tell you, I just want you to tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in this 2024 election. I'll be quick. The first one says a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him in this 2024 election?
I don't think anything can help me vote for him.
Okay, because yes, you can also say that makes no difference. All right, moving on, sir. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him in this 2024 election?
But you always repeated that question.
Sure. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries.
No, I believe you already repeated that question.
Oh, well, actually, the first one said farm workers now. The second one I'm reading, I read it again, says a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would you say that makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
No difference.
Okay, moving on. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
Okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Would you say that makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. over a decade, so that they continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
Okay. All right. And a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions. Most of them have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Does that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
All right, sir, moving on. Thank you for your responses so far. We're almost done. I just want you to indicate how concerned you are with the following. The first one says, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
All right. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
I'll repeat that one again.
Yes. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
All right. And this last one for this section says, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Someone concerned. And moving on, sir. Well, I would like to know, I'm just going to read to you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. I just want you to tell me which approach comes closest to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one says, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in the country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closest to your view, Trump's approach or Biden's approach, sir?
Trump's.
Would you say it's much closer or somewhat closer to your view?
Somewhat closer.
Okay, and moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know is, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Not sure yet.
Okay. I'll ask you this again, sir, even though you already mentioned the answer. If the election were held today and you had to decide right now, after hearing what you heard, would you lean more towards voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden, sir?
Haven't decided yet.
Okay. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or is in the country without papers?
Yeah.
All right. Would you say it's a friend, a family member, an acquaintance, or a co-worker?
All of the above.
No problem. All right. And moving on quickly, sir. In a typical week, would you say you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? For example, I have TikTok, Univision, Instagram, MSNBC, Fox News, YouTube, OAN, Spanish language radio, WhatsApp, Facebook. Any of those?
YouTube.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. Well, from which country or territory would you say your family traces your heritage, sir?
Irish.
Irish. Let me write that down. All right. Moving on quickly. Would you say you were born in the U.S. mainland or another country?
U.S.
Okay. Were either of your parents born in another country?
Yes.
All right. And what language are you primarily speaking in your home?
Do we have any more questions? I really have to go.
Yes, sir. It's just like four more questions. I promise those are the last ones. I was asking you, what language do you primarily speak in your home?
I really have to go. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Oh, I just have to ask you, sir, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat? Aye, aye, aye.